Hello, my name is Terry Lee Schmidt. Thank you for choosing my Power Vinyasa Yoga podcast. This practice is a unique blend of energetic awareness, physical alignment, and the powerful flow that is designed for a yoga student who already has a basic understanding of yoga. I believe that if we listen to our bodies whisper, we will never have to hear them scream. So let's listen to our bodies through the voice of our breath. Let's begin. So let's come to child's pose. I love days like this in child's pose. Because we hold child's pose as our first pose of the practice. And it's always that moment of, oh, thank God I'm here. This is me time. This is all about here and now. And two things are happening in child's pose. I've been playing with this a lot. You're working your second chakra, which is at your pelvis, your hips, and you're working your third eye chakra at the same time. And your pelvis is about joy and pleasure. So coming to child's pose is that reminder, oh yeah, I'm here for myself, because I love this, because I want to. And then the third eye pressure into the floor is that moment of, I can just trust something else to do this for me. That intuition, that connection to spirit, rather than having to work like you do the rest of the day. So just embrace that for a moment. This place of, I'm here because I love it, and I can give up, surrender, and let my intuition take over. Then come to down dog. So right away we're going to start working on building up a shield for those energy vampires we've been talking about before class. An energy vampire is people who can't help it. They're in such chaos in their lives right now that they are drawn and attracted to those of us who are strong, solid, stable, free, open, giving, loving. And when they see that powerful energy, they suck to it. That's why the term vampire. They want more. They want your experience as theirs. But what happens when you get drawn into their little web is if you don't have sort of a wall or a barrier of yours to keep yours with you, they will suck and suck and suck until you're dry. And then you end up feeling fatigue, disoriented, exhausted, low self-esteem. And then you start cravings and you get into sluggishness and frustration, and then you become cycling out all the stuff that they were dealing with. The bottom line is it's not yours. So pulling in your belly right here in down dog, you're activating that power strength place of yourself that was attracting all the energy vampires in the first place. And it turns into this solid core that can't be disturbed. Yes, it can vibrate, it can energize and so forth, but it can't be changed. Let's walk forward to ragdoll. If you make the decision, just by knowing that this energy is out there and it started around Christmas and built and built and built, and we're really feeling the effects of it since just after New Year's. Because at Christmas and New Year's, we were still caught up in the hustle and bustle of the holidays that we were on adrenaline run. The holidays always bring us a little bit into adrenal action, which too much of that can put us into fight, flight, or collapse. And so now we're in that collapse mode. And the world is coming to this sluggish standstill. Traffic is slower. Our bodies are moving slower. We're wanting more junk because we're so sluggish and heavy. But the inside of us doesn't change. We still have that vibrant energy. So our yoga practice is to bring that back to us. Let's bring your feet together. And roll up to standing. Arms up to the sky. Just hold the sun between your hands. Hold that solid core, bright, vibrant energy that you know is inside you. Draw it through your fingertips to drop down your shoulders. Bring your hands to your heart. And let the hands at prayer hold that space inside your hands, what you truly are, right at your heart. Your heart never changes, it always steadily beats. And the blood inside that heart is always pure. That's what we're connecting with. The purity of ourselves. That's what this yoga practice is about. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold forward. Through your center. From your center, belly in, halfway lift. High push up. So it might feel a little bit tiring. Stay high at first, but what we're doing is we're reminding ourselves that we're strong. Look forward. We get past the tire into, oh yeah, there's strength here. Look forward and chaturanga. Upward dog. And downward dog. Because the truth is, those energy vampires, those people that are needing, very needy people around us, very needy energy, you can still give to them when you realize that you have something to give and you won't be depleted. But knowing that they're going to want to suck you dry is part of your power. Because you can feed them at a steady, solid pace that won't make you tired. Tilt your tailbone up just a little bit more. Push your heels down, push through your hamstrings, and that will release a lot of the anxiety about those neediness, that neediness, those needy people. And then walk forward to your hands. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Inhale, reach all the way up. Nice. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway. Exhale, low push up. Up dog. Exhale, down dog. You're already feeling a lot stronger, looking a lot stronger. Are you feeling that? I see it. A big difference. Your first chaturanga was a little shaky, your alignment wasn't quite there, but the second one was a little bit more solid. Push deeper into the hamstrings just a little bit more, and then walk forward. Let's do one more. Halfway lift, and fold. Reach all the way up. And fold into yourself. The center is where you are. Halfway lift. Low push up. That's it. Up dog. Down dog. The energy of the world is shifting dramatically right now. And those of us who have started a spiritual practice or on a spiritual path are feeling really drained by those around us who are not yet there, who haven't figured out the spirituality. That's what I mean by the needy people. The needy people look to those who have, and it's not that it's vibrant, or it is vibrant, but it's not that it's physically obvious. They're just psychically, energetically drawn. Let's take right side warrior one. There. Now really lean back into the back foot. Because where our strength is comes out of our experiences of our past. Let's bring our hands to our heart. If that feels better, stay there. If you want more reach, bring your arms back up. So keep the essence, the power, the extension in the back leg. That's where you'll draw more of that strength from. That's where you'll feel more of your self-esteem from, more of your strength, more of your power, is the back leg. At least for the purposes of today. Yeah. So as you push down in the back leg, really push the tailbone down and in. That'll release the tension off the front leg and you can relax a little bit more in the torso. Exhale, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one, but do it from the back leg. There. One of the symptoms on your mat, at least that I felt, of having a lot of those vampires wanting a piece of you all the time, is that you're going to feel the symptoms of the pose in all kinds of different places. So like you come into a warrior one and all of a sudden you're feeling it in your legs and your arms and your belly, and your chin even feels tired. So pick one and send it there. That's why I said the back leg. If you can put all of that, the front leg, the belly, the hand, the arms, all of that into the back leg, the rest will relax. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Nice. Oh, so much better already. Let's walk forward. We'll do a full sun V. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Just flow with it, don't worry. Sit back in chair, one breath, inhale. Fold forward, exhale. Relax the fingers. Inhale, halfway lift. Put it in the heels. Chaturanga, exhale, put it in the back toes. Upward dog, downward dog, right side from the back leg, reach up, warrior one, chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog, left side, warrior one, from the back leg, reach up, chaturanga, up dog, and down dog. And walk forward to your hands. Let's add a little bit. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold. Sit back in chair, reach the arms up. We're gonna go through all three warriors. So grounding into your right foot, take your left leg back behind you into warrior three. So tilt the torso forward. Left leg back, straighten the right leg. Lift the left leg up. We're going through all three warriors because we're coming into that place of warrior strength, building that warrior wall around you so that you can't be depleted. A warrior isn't a fighter. A warrior is someone who can look at energy and deflect it off of them when they don't need it. Bend the front knee, put the back foot down into warrior one. Push more into the back leg. So we're taking it out of the front leg, which is where it just was, and putting it back into the back leg, connecting with ourselves, all the experiences of our lives. Hands at the heart and open to warrior two. And relax. Turn the right palm up. So don't make this about reaching as much as just stretching the right side body. Reach the right arm up, reverse warrior. So from your hip, your right hip, to your right wrist, feel the skin stretch. And chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, deep breath in, and out, walk forward to your hands, halfway lift, and fold, sit back in chair, arms up, put the weight into your left foot, tilt forward, warrior three. Pull in your belly, be okay. Let the back foot come down to the floor, bend your front knee, warrior one. Just take some time to find it. And then warrior two. Really tuck the tailbone down. So connect right now with your left side ribs. Turn the left hand up and stretch the left side ribs, left arm up to the sky. And chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Leave your hands at the floor. Just take your right foot behind your right wrist. Leave your left heel up, setting up for crescent lunge, but hands at the floor. come up to double deuce, so the middle fingers just touch the floor. And then push it into the back heel. Really push back into the back heel. Then come up to full crescent lunge. So even though the back heel's not on the floor, the back heel lifted is taking the strength of the weight, the power of the pose. And take your arms straight forward, touch your palms together, pull your shoulders back. Then start to lift the heart up to the sky, the head up to the sky, and let the hands follow, going up and back. Up and back. Deep breath in. And exhale, twist. Left elbow to the right thigh. Hands at your heart. There it is. Twists cleanse, they take away, they wash out. This is where the sweat's coming. You're washing out all that stuff that those vampires leave behind. Because when someone attaches themselves to you energetically, there's a cord that goes two ways. They're sucking your strength and leaving back their deposits of toxin. And you want to cut that cord that leaves the toxin. So here you're rinsing out the toxin, saying, this is not mine, I let it go. And then you find your strength, inhale the warrior two. Because once it's gone, you're strong. Right side angle, right hand to the block or your thigh. Extended side angle. This deep compression in the right hip expels any of that intensity of emotion that remains after you have that interaction with the vampires. By the way, vampires don't have to be people, they can be dogs. Exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Or cats or pets or anything like that. They can be children. Leave your heels up. Bring your left foot forward behind your wrist. Really pushing into the back left, back right heel, but keep it up high. Hands to double deuce. Activate your core. That's you. I have this strength. Then all the way up to crescent. Yes. Alex, I do believe you found it again. Didn't take you long. Take your arms forward. Touch your palms together, pull your shoulders in. Every time you pull a joint into its socket like that, you're coming back to your center of yourself, pulling into the marrow. Then lift your heart up. You can give away and stay in yourself. Arms up, head back, heart up, that you can stay in yourself as your shoulders plug in, your hips plug in. Take a deep breath in and then twist. Let go, rinse out, squeeze it, push it, expel it. I don't want this baby in me anymore.
Get the cramp. Let it
go. Yeah, it'll go. When you're ready, warrior two. Let's do warrior two. Wow. You liked that one. Mm-hmm. And extended side. sink the hips just a little deeper. Straighten the back leg a little more. Every time you pull a muscle into the bone, you're reconnecting with yourself. There, just needed a crack of joint. And chaturanga. Up dog. And down dog. We're liking the twists today, I think. Let's walk forward. Halfway lift. And fold. Sit back in chair. Arms up and take your twist right away. Left elbow, right thigh. Keep the heart way high. There. One more real deep rinse, cleanse, twist, squeeze. And then fold forward. Ragdoll, split the feet. Take the big toes or hands under the feet, whichever feels better or right. There she is. Say hi to yourself. There I am. A friend of mine on Facebook today posted her status as I'm taking my big, bright, shiny, smiley, happy face right between my shins. Right deep inside myself. Let's release. Bring your feet together. Set it with breath. Halfway lift. And fold. Chair pose. And twist. Hands to your heart, right elbow, left thigh. I don't want this anymore. Let it go. And fold forward. Hands under the feet or on the big toes, you choose. People on the podcast are going to wonder what that screeching noise is in the background. That's an energy vampire named Shadow.
The yoga pet shop.
The yoga pet shop. Not liking her kennel. She wants our energy. But she already got her yoga. She laid on the mat next to me as I practiced this morning. Let's take a crow pose. Crow is a great reminder of our strength. And knees on the armpits. She's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Elbows pulled in and back. That's it. Look more forward. Look more forward. Lean into this. There. That's it. One more try. Awesome, Lindy. Go through vinyasa. Let's see one another. Breathe. And down dog. Take your time. There's a a lot of little vampires attached to you if you're running out of gas. Let's walk forward to your hands. Halfway lift. And fold. Come all the way up. Hands to your heart. We're going to do eagle pose, but before we go there, think of it symbolically. Wrapping your arms and your legs around themselves. You're wrapping around yourself. You're hugging, loving, and nourishing yourself. As you're ready, take eagle, right arm under, right leg over. Wrap inside into all that matters is you. Hug, love, squeeze, adore, embrace, nourish. All of it is just there for you. Yeah. And try the other side. Left arm under, left leg over. Wrap up inside yourself. And reach all the way up to the sky. Hands to your heart. Take your right knee up to your chest. Right hand on your right knee. Left hand on your hip. Just stand straight. Trade hands. Left hand on the knee, right hand on your hip. Squeeze out a little bit more. Turn the shoulders to the right. So the right shoulder comes back, left shoulder comes forward. Keep the legs and hips exactly as they are. Start to look over your left right shoulder. Look back. See if you can open the right arm back. There. Come back to center, trade sides. I like that little dance.
Shake it out. Yeah. It's
another way to release the vampires is drink a lot more water. Anything that creates water, so twists create the sweat, that's the water, that's the purification. We want water in our systems to let go of the fire that other people are leaving behind. The drudgery, the energy. Wash it away. So taking the twist. Come back to center and find tree. Nothing needs to be said about the beautiful, tall, standing, open, wide tree. And trade signs. Remember that metaphor of pulling the shoulders into the socket to reconnect with yourself as you reach out to the world. Hands to the heart, feet to the floor. Just stand in mountain pose for a moment. Samasthitihi. Play with the energy in your feet and see if you can find perfect center still. Over Christmas, I had the joy of playing with a Wii Fit. And one of the things that tests is, can you stand perfectly still? On center. So even weight on the balls of your feet and the heels of your feet. Pick a spot on the wall and look through that spot into a molecule of that spot and be still. Because that's the part of you that never changes, that's always solid, that's always strong, that's always self-aware, that's inside the center of the pumping heart, that sparks the synapses of the brain, that's the soft, beautiful inside of each bone marrow. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold. Halfway lift. Low push up. Upward dog. Downward dog. Half camel, step your right foot forward and drop your left knee to the floor. Come up onto your knees, so bring your hands to your hips and make squares with your knees. So walk your back knee forward just a little bit. Pushing into your right foot, start to turn the torso to the left. Look back to your left heel, reach the left hand towards the left heel. And right hand up to the sky, look at your right hand. Drop your right shoulder back. Drop your right arm back. There she is, full expression, this is you. Full openness. You can give all that energy to all those people out there and still keep some for yourself. Inhale, come up, and down dog. Left foot forward, right knee down. Make squares. So right angle with the right knee, right angle with the left knee. Hands on the hips, start to turn to the right. Look back at your right heel, reach for the right heel, calf, or thigh. Then look up to the sky, left arm up. Drop the left shoulder back. Drop the left arm back. The shakiness, so what? This is fun. Remind yourself. Inhale, come up, and down dog. Yeah. Lay on your back. Take a bridge pose. If you want, you can take the block underneath your hips for a supported bridge. Exhale, come down. Take a breath. Reset on the inhale, go up again. Exhale, relax. Take a breath. Reset one more or a wheel. Five. Four. Three, you can do it. Two, it's okay. If you fall, that's nothing. And one, come on down. Supta Baddha Konasana. Deep, deep, deep inside, we know that we are only made of love and that there's an unending supply. But sometimes we get caught up in all the other stuff around us and we forget, we tend to think that that's not love. Sometimes we remember a little bit and we call it tough love. But it's always love. Every single interaction we have with a person, with a being, is an expression of wanting, yearning for, giving, receiving, or expressing love. Even the bad stuff. It's about, why don't you love me? Will you show me you love me? So once we remember that there's no end to that love, that it's everywhere, we're no longer exhausted. Let's raise your feet to the ceiling. I just have to interject a little joke here. When we got Suka, my dog, Ted wanted to get a New Guinea singing dog. We looked through dog books and he found the New Guinea singing dog and he thought it sounded really cool. We discovered there are only about 300 left on the planet and those that are left are in zoos. But I think we've got a relative of one upstairs. So all this singing we're hearing, I'll have to tell Ted, it's an expression of love.
If I've ever heard a euphemism, nothing asks me. It's singing, it's not crying.
No, even crying is singing. It's singing of some kind of love. I want to be with you.
Right.
I love you. I want to be with you. Because underneath the sadness is love. Let's find your way up to seated, facing the front, into a seated half pigeon. So cross your right ankle over your left knee with your left foot on the floor. That's it. And walk your left foot towards your butt as close as it goes, and then your chest towards your butt. You can use your hands behind you to lift up and lengthen your spine. Close your eyes. So now you're going to walk your left foot forward just a little bit. Take both hands on your right foot, or right ankle, or right calf, and straighten your right leg about 45 degrees out in front of you. Bend your knee if you need to grab the foot and face towards your shin. So pull your foot as close into your body as you can. And take your left foot and tuck it underneath your right butt cheek just a little bit. And you're going to take your left hand on the pinky toe side of your foot, and take your right hand back behind you to twist. Just get that last remaining little bit out. And take seated pigeon on the other side. So cross the left ankle over the right knee. And pull in. Close your eyes. Both hands on the left foot. Walk the right foot forward just a little bit and straighten the left leg as much as it goes, and pull your face towards your shin. That's amazing, Wendy.
My belly was in a high. I could go more. I'm serious. I did Jill's hip opener class on Friday. Oh. That might help to look.
Yeah. Tuck your right foot underneath your left hip just a little bit, your bottom foot. Take your pinky toe side in your right hand of your left foot, right hand, left hand behind you. Whole class was so worth it just to get here. You can say that about every pose. Jeez, just to get here, it's so worth it. Come back to center, bend both knees so both feet are flat on the floor. Walk your heels in towards your butt. Wrap your arms around your knees and place your face on your knees. Just hug yourself. I deserve this. I'm worth it. Turn your whole body into this hard, solid core of your being. This part of you can't be penetrated. It can't be lost. It can't be exhausted. It can't be depleted. This part of you is always strong. This piece of you is always love. This feeling in you is always present. And slowly lay back into Shavasana. So these energy vampires will manifest in various different ways. They may be the people that you can't get out of a conversation with. They just keep going on and on and on, eating up your time. They may be the people that, please just do me one more favor. Just do me this little favor. Or they may be the ones that don't even have an interaction with you, but they take up your time. Like taking a little bit longer in the line at the grocery store than they really need to. Or stopping up traffic even more. But just knowing that, being able to recognize the symptoms, and then realizing, remembering that it is just their way, that their only capable way right now of expressing, I need a little love. And then tapping inside yourself and realizing, I can give some of that. I have a lot of it. Because it never dries up. And the cycle becomes less vicious when you start to give that love out of knowing that it's not gone. Because the more you give, the more you receive. The more you are of service to those who are in need, the more you are filled up by the power of the universe. And the stronger and more solid and more stable you feel. Let's bring your knees into your chest. And roll over to your right side. And with your eyes closed, come all the way up to seated. Hands at your heart, right at your center. Take a deep breath in. Empty it all out. Prepare for one Om. Inhale. Hands to your forehead, bow forward. Namaste. Thanks for joining me for this yoga podcast. To keep the energy of this practice flowing through the rest of the day, remember to drink plenty of water and to take deep breaths often. I am available for private yoga sessions in the Minneapolis area, or you can talk to your studio owner about bringing me to your home studio for a workshop. I also conduct personal aura chakra readings over the telephone or email. Learn more at my website, terrylee.com. Have an amazing day.